30 students from Parkland Secondary School are embarking on a journey to Europe in early May to visit war museums and memorial sites in the Netherlands, Belgium, and France. The trip culminates in their participation in a ceremony commemorating the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands during the Second World War, where they will join hundreds of other Canadian students. The ceremony acknowledges the role of Canadian forces in liberating the Netherlands, with approximately 7,600 Canadians sacrificing their lives during the 8-month campaign at the end of the war. Throughout the school year, each student meticulously researched a Canadian soldier buried at Bergen op Zoom Cemetery in the Netherlands, the site of the upcoming commemoration on May 4. Their research delved into the soldier's life and their contribution to the war effort. I chose to learn about William McKay, who served as a sergeant in the 10th Canadian Infantry Brigade for 4 years, shared grade 10 student Lauren Elmhurst, who will proudly bear the Peace Tower flag for Parkland. She highlighted the poignant story of Sergeant McKay, a British citizen who chose to serve with Canada due to his wife being from British Columbia. I think it's a really endearing story of love and loss. And I'd like to believe people today would do the same, Elmhurst added. For grade 12 student Jonathan May, the choice fell on veteran John R. Thurlow, a pilot officer in the Royal Canadian Air Force from 1941 to 1943. The airman's story resonated with him because his great-grandfather's cousin also served as a pilot in the First World War and later trained Canadian pilots during the Second World War. I'm looking forward to spending time with the story of these soldiers who protected, not only Dutch sovereignty, but the sovereignty of the greater world, May said. As special guests at the ceremony, the Canadian students will participate in the silent march behind the Peace Tower flag and place a tulip at the cenotaph. Each student will then stand at their chosen veteran's grave, offering a moment of reflection and placing a tulip in their memory. I'm really proud of the work the kids have done to learn about the Second World War and the Canadians who gave their lives, said teacher and trip leader David McKinney. I know this is an experience they will remember for the rest of their lives, as will I. The 10-day trip will include visits to significant historical sites, including Vimy Ridge, where nearly 3,600 Canadians perished in the pivotal April 1917 battle during the First World War. While the trip is expected to be emotionally charged, teachers Jessica Patton and Christy West emphasized the importance of providing support to the students and balancing the heavy moments with sightseeing excursions that will allow students to learn more about European history and culture.